Your nervous system can't heal if it's constantly under attack from EMFs, toxins, and stress. If you want to protect your health and energy, you have to go beyond just food supplements and sleep. It's time to look at the invisible forces impacting your biology every day. Just because you can't see frequencies doesn't mean they aren't affecting your mitochondria, your brain, and your mood. Welcome back to another episode of the Biohacker Blondie podcast, where we talk all things health, wellness, longevity, and of course, biohacking. I'm your host, Jenny Jones, and I've spent years researching and experimenting with ways to upgrade my body and brain so I can help you do the same. Today's guest is Philip, founder of Lila Quantum Tech, a company using quantum energy technology to protect the body from harmful EMFs, support energy flow, and enhance your physical, emotional, and mental well-being. In this episode, we dive into what quantum energy really is and how it interacts with the body, why EMFs can disrupt heart rate variability, cellular function, and the nervous system, how Lila's tech has been tested in labs and used by elite athletes and energy-sensitive individuals, and the future of energy medicine as a core pillar of health and performance. If you're loving this podcast, it would mean the world if you could subscribe, download, or share the show. It's completely free and helps me continue bringing you the top experts and tools for health optimization. And if you want to try Lila Quantum's products for yourself, head over to LilaQ.com and check out their quantum blocks, frequency cards, and wearables that harmonize your environment and body's biofield. Now, let's get into this fascinating episode with Philip. Okay, so welcome to another episode of the Biohacker Blondie podcast. We are here with Philip of Lila Quantum, and we're going to get all into EMFs, quantum energy, all the things that people do not see. So I'm super excited, and you are the founder of Lila Quantum. So thank you so much for coming on the podcast and explaining to everyone what quantum energy is. So thank you. And if you can give a little introduction, how you got in the space and what are EMFs?
Sounds good. Well, there's a lot to unpack. First of all, thanks a lot for having me on. I'm really excited. It's nice that we finally get to talk. And thanks for everyone watching and listening. So this is going to be very exciting. If you don't know much about quantum energy out there yet, then, you know, I tell you, you should, because quantum technology and frequency medicine is going to be part of the future of medicine. And not only Einstein knew that and said that already in the past, we also had Nikola Tesla as a sort of a different Albert Einstein, right? Who said, if you want to understand the secrets of the universe, you need to think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. And that's really what we're all about. When we talk about the quantum field, the quantum energy is the base layer or the fundamental layer of existence. It's the fundamental base layer of energy. And within the quantum field, all of the different frequencies exist. And everything has a frequency or a vibration, and it starts actually with ourselves, right? So we run around and, you know, we go about our day, and the perception is usually that we're solid meatbags, right? And then that's not really true, right? Because even on a molecular weight level, we're over 99% water.
I know. When we're only made out of a few elements, and then we produce these bodies and we see different colors and we produce different thoughts and all those things, and it really just all comes from the energy of our cells and these elements producing us, right? It's pretty remarkable that we're all made of the same elements.
Yes, that is very true. And then next step is to actually leave the physical, because behind the physical, behind any matter, there's, you know, some call it there's space, or some call it there's empty space. I certainly say it's not empty, because it's filled with quantum energy. It just, you know, from our very materially oriented viewpoint, we may just call it empty because it's not filled with matter, but it's filled with energy. And so that's very important to understand, that at core, we're all energy and frequency. We're over 99% space. We have a quantum field in each of our cells, and we vibrate. So we're vibrational beings that live in a human body, and then we go about our days. And the reality works in the way that if I vibrate in a low vibrational state, for example, in anger and shame and in guilt, that is what I call into my life. And it could not be any other way. I can try as hard as I want to change all the stuff in the outside
so
to try to
I
make
never
other
thought
people
I'd include
change
whey
so that
protein
I feel
in
better.
My diet
or,
until I
you know what
Conan
I mean?
Nutrition.
Like we blame a lot of things
now I get
on
it.
Other people.
Why it's everyone's go-to
but
for building muscle.
We're the ones
because
responsible.
I had the pleasure of interviewing
in
the founder,
lives,
and we talked all about whey versus
to
beef isolate,
and how we vibrate.
And why
so if
whey
I want
is more effective when it comes to building muscle.
Create
but Conan
more
Nutrition is more than just protein powder. Their whole mission is health first. Their whey
I need
comes
to change
from cows
my
that have
vibrational
2 acres to roam.
State
it's
to
grass-fed,
actual
RBST-free,
inner abundance.
No soy, no
and
GMOs,
if I then
and no antibiotics.
From the state
it's
of
minimally
inner
processed with the lowest heat possible,
I can
which
call
makes
that
it
into
way easier on the digestive
if I
system.
Operate from
and it's third-party
feeling
tested.
Of
seriously,
deficit.
It's the cleanest whey protein
I will
I've
have
ever
deficit
tried.
In my
I
life.
Add it to my
that's
broth
pretty much
milk,
how it works,
my cookies,
and that's also
my
how it works
breakfast,
on
and
the health
it's the
level,
perfect way to start
right?
your day with
so,
protein to help balance blood
yeah,
glucose and stay full longer.
I give you one more example,
in the
and then
show
we
notes
can
for
move
a
into
discount,
like, how does this
or
even
you can
all
use
work?
The code
how can we
Bondi
change frequencies? How can we change our own frequency, right? So physical supplements, if we take a vitamin C pill, right, we swallow it, goes through the digestive tract, and has anyone ever thought what happens then and what ends up in the core of the cell? It's the information of the vitamin C. It's not the physical substance. So the cell gets the information, the frequency. So since we're already frequency and vibrational beings, we can take on frequencies also without ingesting anything. That is the method behind frequency medicine. And there's all kinds of different frequencies, right? So there's sound frequencies that people have heard about, 432 hertz, any type of other hertz frequencies that can promote certain changes in our being. Then there's Rife frequencies that are very physical frequencies. Then there's electromagnetic.
Rife, for instance. What are Rife
frequencies? Yeah, so the Rife machine was developed at some point, I think, in Germany. That sends electric impulses into your body. So it's a quite physical frequency that you can even notice if you dial it up a little bit.
Like
sort of PMR? Like no, not really. I mean, it's sort of like a microcurrent, but it's very targeted. You know, you could target certain bacteria with that or certain, you know, I mean, even emotional states and, I don't know, back pain, all this kind of, there's all kinds of different, you know, reasons why you would want to choose the right frequency. But then we have other frequencies, right? We have the electromagnetic frequencies. So we have 4G, 5G, Wi-Fi, HARP. This is all kinds of interesting.
Don't judge my AirPod Max.
No, it's all good. Yeah, you should use, I'll get into that, you know, what you should be using, and then you have no issues with that.
Okay.
We'll get into the brain and get into some hardcore science. But just to set the baseline, right? So those frequencies exist, microwave frequencies. But then you have also etheric frequencies and you have molecular frequencies. What are molecular frequencies? For example, the frequency of a vitamin C pill or the frequency of a certain substance like frankincense or your favorite healing plant. They all have a vibration. And so that vibration or that frequency can be copied and then leveraged. And that is what we can do. We developed a technology that can imprint pure quantum energy into any object, and it can also, you can combine it with different frequencies so that you can take an information or frequency of your favorite healing plant, and we use the quantum energy as the carrier wave, if you will, and then make it available to your biofield. And then it vibrates in your biofield. And there's different ways on how we figured out on how to do that. And it's quite fascinating because you can then promote positive changes that act on the biofield level. And then from the biofield, it ripples through into the physical. So the action is not directly on the physical. It's always first on the biofield.
Wow. So if I want abundance or love, can I use this?
Sure, you can use that. And then you can use it also for lots of other different things that you wish you want to have, for example, as long as we have the frequency, right? So we have about, I think, 30 different frequencies at this point. There's a frequency for calm and rest, for example, where people would use that at night because it just helps them to get into this resting mode. We have a frequency for weight management, even, that was requested by our community at some point. We do have a self-love and partnership frequency. And now, yes, we do have an abundance frequency, and we do have a prosperity frequency.
I recently went to a wellness conference and discovered something I had to share. This amazing little device called Filter Baby. It's a faucet attachment for your bathroom sink that filters out all the contaminants in tap water. And let me tell you, it makes your skin glow. At the booth, all the girlies showed me their before and afters, and I was honestly shocked. I just added it to my own faucet, and I can already see a difference in my skin. Most tap water is full of chlorine and chemicals that strip your skin's microbiome, killing good bacteria and causing skin dysbiosis, which leads to breakouts and dullness, but not with Filter Baby. If you care about what goes on your skin as much as what goes in your body, this is a game changer. You can use my code BiohackerBlondie or head to filterbaby.com/BiohackerBlondie. Again, that's filterbaby.com/BiohackerBlondie for a special discount.
So the prosperity frequency. So the way that works is, let's take the quantum upgrade, right? Because that's the most mind-boggling thing out there for all of you listening.
Because you have all these the cards and the blocks and everything, and then you have quantum upgrade. So can you just give a little explanation to the audience the difference?
Yes, absolutely. So Lila Quantum Tech is all about physical products. So we have these so-called blocks, like the infinity block, the super block, the travel block. Those are like quantum energy generators, literally. So you can put them in your home and they vibrate in a very high consciousness level that can be calibrated on the Hawkins scale. And our products actually vibrate higher on the Hawkins scale than any other product out there on Earth that's publicly available.
Wow.
Yeah, it's quite massive. And so what that does, if you put it in your home, even if you don't even use it, it harmonizes your whole home or even a farm, depending on which type of block you get. And what does that mean? It harmonizes all harmful frequencies or destructive frequencies. And some of those, for example, are 4G, 5G, Wi-Fi, microwaves, right? And we get into all of, Bluetooth. Bluetooth, you may need some additional help with if you're really taking in Bluetooth in your ears. That's a tougher one, but we have a solution for that already. And then we have these capsules, for example, or water bottles that are infused with specific frequencies that activate the self-healing powers of the human body and the energy system. And we have EMF blocking clothing that is not just blocking clothing, it's sort of like EMF blocking plus, because it is also charged with our specific Heal 360 frequencies. So when you wear that clothing that we have, then it not only blocks over 99% of EMFs, and you can just test it with any EMF meter, it's also vibrating this frequency in your field, so you can take that in. It's almost like you're in a little wonderful bubble. That's really how people feel and how they report, how they notice it. And yeah, that's in a nutshell what we do with Lila Quantum Tech.
Mm-hmm.
Quantum Upgrade is next level because it works via quantum entanglement. Now, whoever hasn't heard that term or thinks, wow, that's some crazy stuff. Yeah, it's definitely some crazy stuff, but it's absolutely real. And in 2022, the Nobel Prize for Physics was awarded for work on quantum entanglement. So literally, quantum entanglement was the reason why The Nobel Prize for Physics was awarded in 2022. Now, for me, what they did there isn't even that groundbreaking, to be honest. Like, I'm like, hey, this is nothing compared to what we're doing.
What does that mean, entanglement?
Mm-hmm. I'll get into that. I'll get into that. Okay. But what I really like about it, though, is that it gets into the public awareness, right? People are like, oh, you know, wow, there is something like that. And then maybe what is that? And people start to research. So quantum entanglement is when, so we can entangle energies. So we have built a system that is one of the most powerful sources of quantum energy on Earth. And it's actually sitting in multiple continents, so we don't have it just at one location. And if we place a unique identifier of you, for example, Jenny, in there,
okay,
then you will be in the field. It's not that you will get the energy sent to you that, you know, like, it works with a 5G tower, for example, that sends an energy to your phone.
Mm-hmm.
It's different. You will then literally be in the field until you make a change and say you want to pause it.
Interesting.
Because we built sort of like a digital front end so that the user is 100% in control, which is important, obviously. You know, you don't want us to manage, you know, the energy level that you get, right? It's like you having a Netflix subscription. You don't want Netflix to decide which movie you're going to watch. You want to make the decision which movie you're going to watch, right? And when. So that's the same thing. It's as easy as a Netflix subscription. You can decide, I want like a lot of energy during the day. I want little energy during the night. And oh, by the way, I haven't slept that great the last few weeks. So I want the common rest frequency for the night. I have a, I don't know, a world championship match tomorrow and I want more energy. You know, I need my ATP to be, you know, fully working. I can set it on a specific frequency like the Olympic performance frequency or the world champion frequency that we developed for athletes. And then you can literally feel that come on. You can increase energy levels. You can say, okay, well, during a normal day, I run it on prosperity because I feel like I have issues with the money flow and I want this to be solved. I want to vibrate more into the state where I can allow money to flow into my life. So why not become a magnet for that? So these things are possible and it sounds like magic. And I believe all of you guys that say, well, that sounds like magic, but we have so much science and hardcore proof for this. It is not random. It does not work based on your belief. It does not work on just anything like that. It works in 100% of the cases, placebo controlled.
That's what I was going to ask. It's, you know, do you have to somewhat believe in this and be more open to this for it to work?
Not at all. Not at all. It actually has nothing to do with that. But of course, if you believe in it and if you maybe put positive intentions in it, you can certainly further amplify it because you can do that with anything, first of all. That's the placebo effect, which is very, very powerful.
Yeah.
If there's
when you're your mind, your thoughts, it's just, so it's kind of, you know, I was going to ask you too, like, how much does that play into this, you know, when changing your frequency? Because, you know, say you have, you're completely, we'll say like on the other side, you're depressed, you know, upset, angry, all of this. And then all of a sudden you get a frequency, you know, you have to somewhat work on your mindset too. Is that, do you think that goes hand in hand?
Yep. So there's two things. One is that, first of all, so if you believe in something, you have a placebo effect to some degree, right? Whatever it may be, right? You could just take a glass of regular water and fully believe that that will just help you to feel better. You drink it and then there will be some placebo effect. If a strong quantum field is involved, the placebo effect can be ever so much greater.
Mm.
But
yeah,
so you can amplify it with that. However, it is not at all needed that you believe in it for it to work, because all of those studies that were done in the last couple of years have been placebo controlled. So we're talking randomized double-blind studies, actually on humans mainly. I think I would say 90-95% of the research has been with humans, but there was also just recently a study with 30 dogs done, also randomized and double-blind and certainly placebo-controlled with absolutely significant results. And it's fascinating because it really, that's important, right, that you... that we don't make claims based on a placebo, right? So it's placebo controlled. And that's the important thing. And coming into your mindset question, right? So how does that work? So with our conscious mind, we can steer a lot of things. But the problem for most people is that the subconscious rules, because the subconscious is the big bottom of the iceberg, and we just see this little iceberg top, right? Which is our conscious mind. So the subconscious sort of rules. So in the health space, for example, you find a lot of people that say, yeah, of course, I want to be healed. But they don't want to, because they're within, they may identify with their sickness, and then other people take care of them, and it's, you know, they've had it for so long, it's part of them, they can't let it go, or they don't want to. There's tons of reasons, and people may say, that is really true. And anyone that can look a little deeper will tell you that there's a lot of people that don't really want to be healed. And that's the same thing also with money, for example. You know, money is now, it's very hard to prove with science. So, you know, I must admit we're having a hard time, you know, proving the prosperity frequency with science. How do you do that, right? But there, testimonials come in, and I tell you, it's absolutely ridiculous what is possible. But people may say, yeah, of course I want more money because I'm poor and I want more money. Yeah, but if you have belief systems within you that are not conscious, that are subconscious, for example, I'm not worth it. I'm not worth of having money. I'm not, money is a bad thing, or money is just for like power that I don't want to have. There's lots of reasons why we may not allow money to flow into our lives. Now, what happens with the frequency, if you turn on a prosperity frequency, for example, it then vibrates into your field. And think of a super, super powerful affirmation in regards to you changing to more prosperity. That, and you know, you've probably heard that, right? An affirmation you shouldn't just say.
Well,
you should feel it. You should give all your power in it. You should see it as if it already happened. You know, it's the feeling of it as if it was already yours, and you feel it and you say it, and that's the most powerful affirmation. Now, if you said that 24/7 all the time, your world would change in that regard. But we don't have time for that, right? Who has 24/7 to do that? So if you have that frequency that is specifically designed to do that, vibrating in your biofield, it happens without you having to pay attention to it. That is pretty much how it works. And we can prove this with frequencies on a physical level. So for example, we've been able to prove within university studies, randomized and double blind, that ATP production of actual human cells increases by 20 to 29% just with the basic settings of the quantum upgrade. Wound healing of human cells accelerate by 46 to 100%. I'm not kidding you. This is a medical breakthrough. I'm telling you why quantum upgrade is not yet a multi-billion dollar business. The only reason is because most people think, but that can't work. How would that work, right? Because our brains can't comprehend it.
Closed off, I know.
And it's sort of normal because we see that in all technologies. All new technologies that were not there before, people can't imagine that. If we go back to the 1600s, you and I now, and we would talk to people on the street and say what we could do with our cell phones, and that we have this Zoom call and these headphones and whatever, and play games on our phones and talk to friends in Australia and whatever, they think like we're nuts. Like we're the crazy people on the street. And they think like, I mean, these two people, we don't even need to talk to them. They're just weird. You know, that is what happens until we then show to them. And then the first ones we show to them, they'll be like, whoa, crazy, that works. All other people will still be like, no, that can't work, until they actually come around and they either see it, they feel it, they see the proof.
Can you imagine someone in the 1600s saying, we can just send you this picture in 1 second as a text message? Or, I mean, it's, and now we've normalized it, but it was not normal and people could never have imagined of what we're doing with technology.
Are you ready to step up your health game? I'm excited to share an exclusive offer from Vivo Barefoot, the pioneers in barefoot footwear designed to bring you closer to nature and improve your overall well-being. Vivo Barefoot shoes are crafted to promote natural movement, enhance your posture, and strengthen your feet. Whether you're hitting the trails, the gym, or just walking around town, these shoes are the perfect companion for your biohacking journey. And the best part, as a Biohacker Blondie listener, you get an exclusive 10% off your purchase with the special discount code BHB. Just enter BHB at checkout and enjoy the benefits of barefoot living. Ready to take the next step? Head over to the link in the show notes or visit biohackerblondie.com to grab your pair of Vivo Barefoot shoes today. Your feet will thank you. I also want to share with you my favorite skincare brand, Young Goose. I recently had an amazing conversation with the founder, Emma Tay, on the podcast, and I can't stop raving about their incredible product line. Young Goose is the number one biohacking skincare brand, and for good reason. Their products are designed to work at the cellular level, providing unparalleled results. I love every product in their line, from their serums to their moisturizers. Everything is formulated with the highest quality ingredients and innovative technology. And here's something special for my listeners. Young Goose has generously provided a discount code just for you. Use the code BHB10 at checkout to get 10% off your purchase. Make sure to check the show notes for the link and the code. Treat your skin to the best biohacking skincare out there with Young Goose and experience the transformation for yourself. Are you looking for a convenient and effective way to experience the benefits of peptides without the need for injections? Look no further than Level Up Health, my go-to brand for meticulously stacked oral peptides designed for maximum benefit. Their offerings include powerful options like liver support, gut repair, and BPC-157, and they've just launched their latest innovation, Neuro Regenerate, perfect for supporting brain health and cognitive function. Whether you're at home or traveling, these oral peptide stacks provide a hassle-free solution to boost your wellness journey. Ready to try them out? Head over to leveluphealth.com, that is LVLUP health.com, and use the code BIOHACKERBLONDIE, that is BIOHACKERBLONDI, yes, just with an I, at checkout to receive 10% discount. The details and links will also be available in the show notes. Don't miss out this opportunity to elevate your health with Level Up Health's premium peptide stacks.
It's really insane where we are and what we take for granted. I am like, you know, depression is on the rise and these things. And I'm like, I mean, you would think we'd be extremely happy with all the things that we're, you know, given and surrounded by, and shelter and clean water and furniture and all those things, you know. So such a good point.
I, you know, yeah. And then also recently, right? I mean, if we just went back for 2 years and told people I could just open ChatGPT and then tell ChatGPT to write me a 20 pages essay within 30 seconds about some tennis pro and blah, 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 do this, do that. And then within 20 seconds, it spits it out and it's perfectly written and all of that. Who would have thought 2 years ago that you could do that, right? Probably no one. And now who's using Google, right? I mean, you could just ask ChatGPT almost anything. And of course, that's, I take that with a grain of salt. Like I'm not with that. I'm not saying this is all great. By the way, I actually think you made a really good point. So why are we not happy, right? And I can tell you why we're not happy, or why most people are not happy, because we get sucked into these technologies in a way that we can't maintain our natural state of consciousness, and we have too many stressors to fight. you know, we live in the age of great poisoning. It's just the way it is. You know, we have terrible stuff that we breathe through the air. The water, the clean water, isn't clean. So we need to make an effort to really make it clean. Then we have electromagnetic fields all over the place. And the 4G, 5G, Wi-Fi is just what we know about. There's more stuff out there that we're aware of. By the way, for people that don't know, I used to be a vice president at T-Mobile for several years. So when I talk about electromagnetic fields, at least I would say I have a little bit of background in this field and sort of know both sides, right? The really the technology side as well as the health side. And I can tell you one thing, it's amazing technology out there. I love that technology because we get to connect and it's so much fun and it's convenient, but it has downsides, and that's the downside to our biofield and the human body. So it's anyone that says this has no negative effect on the human body is either lying or ignorant.
Yeah, which can happen a lot of the times.
Yes, and it's significant. So you can already prove within seconds that your brain waves change because of electromagnetic fields, and it gets worse when you use an iPhone 15, for example, and then you have a 5G phone call and you put it next to your ear. It's almost as if your brain gets fried. The same you pretty much do with Bluetooth headphones, right? It's a little bit worse with the ones, the in-ear ones, than with these ones.
When you say your brain gets fried, does that mean you're kind of confusing the neurotransmitters? You are damaging cells in the brain? I'm curious what your thoughts are when you're saying, you know, how are we damaging the brain? Mm-hmm. How am I damaging my brain right now?
Yeah. So, interestingly, we just had a study that was completed by an institute in Germany that has the most advanced EEG device on the market. It's a $150,000 device that has 256 channels. For anyone that kind of knows a little bit about this, they will know, wow, that is crazy, 256 channels. And it can measure and visualize everything in your brain in real time. Now, there may be a lot more to it with damaging cells and all of that, but we don't even need to go into that. What happens instantly if you go, and so the way it was set up, this whole study, was that there's a baseline test in a completely electro EMF free environment, right? In a room that has no EMFs. And then you can see how your brain waves flow naturally, okay? So you get a baseline read, and you can see that on the EEG. Then after that, all these test persons were sitting in a chair and they got a 5G phone, and with iPhone 15 right next to your ear, about like, I would say, half an inch away. And then they had this for 30 minutes. This phone call, they developed headaches. And on the EEG, you could see everything in the brain that is kind of showing balance for the brain suddenly got reduced. And everything that would show a stressor got significantly increased. So basically, your brain got into incredible stress all over the place. And on top of that, this expert, you know, she's one of Europe's experts in regards to EEGs, who is operating this device. And she said, you know, how she can best phrase it, besides all these stressors that are happening to the brain, it's as if your brain waves are put into this artificial box. That's how she describes. So your brain waves don't flow naturally anymore. That comes on top of that. And that is something that you can see within seconds and minutes. Now, it's, by the way, ridiculous changes. It's not marginal. It's not like, oh, there's a little bit more stress here or there. No, it's really bad. It's really bad. And it even opened my eyes. I thought I knew a lot about this because we also had a lot of studies that we looked into in regards to the blood, and we can get into that. But the brain was something I wasn't that familiar with. And it was crazy to see. Now, then our technology was turned on. So, and that was an interesting point because these investigators there in this institute, they thought that can't work, right? Because we're talking about the quantum upgrade. You know, it's like us going back to the 1600s and then demonstrating how our iPhones work. And we know it works, but they thought it can't work. And then within, I think, 10 seconds of it coming on, a test person is sitting there again with the iPhone 15 5G call. And that lady's like, oh my God, this is really working. And then she knew she didn't even need to see any other test persons after that because she already knew what was happening there could never happen without an intervention. It was so significant. It de-stressed the brain in all areas of the brain. And I mean, I could read to you some of those changes that happened in the limbic system and in other parts of the brain that were really significant. So to the point where you can say, okay, if you have the quantum upgrade on and you use this specific, we have a frequency that we develop, we call it brain support, which is great for many situations. But
so that's what was used in the study?
Yes. So it was a specific brain support frequency because that's a real, you know, EMFs, it depends on what situation you're under, right? If you're in a just normal EMF environment and you just have your phone sitting somewhere here and then you're having a phone call and a 5G tower is relatively far away, that's one situation. Another situation is if you actually wear these Bluetooth headphones or you have your phone right next to the ear and you're talking, or when you're in an electric car, for example, and then you're talking in an electric car, the EMF exposure is high. So those stress situations, we like to get tested in these extreme stress situations. And if the technology works there, wow, you know, that's kind of cool. And it worked in 100% of the cases, basically by pressing a button. And that's quite remarkable.
And this is an app on your phone that you can use for the quantum upgrade?
Yeah, so we can actually, if you want, we can provide all your listeners a 15-day free trial with no credit card required even. You know, you don't even, you know, we don't care.
Oh,
you don't
have to
do a payment method or anything. Do you want code Jenny15 maybe? Or what would be your
card? Yeah, that's where our Biohacker Blondie's all my codes, but we can do Jenny15.
Yeah, we can use that. So we use Biohacker Blondie as the code. You just have to go to quantumupgrade.io. Again, it's quantumupgrade.io. Put in code Biohacker Blondie and you'll get 15 days for free. And you could just check it out how easy and simple it is. And be ready to feel it.
I still have not done the upgrade. I know you know Olya. And she loves it. And she was telling me, and I just have not got to it. And I need to because I have this. I gave into a Tesla. So,
you drive a Tesla, you said?
Yeah.
Oh, you really want the quantum upgrade. The good thing is you don't have to sell the Tesla now because you're having this conversation. Upgrade. Yeah. Honestly, you are.
And I also wanted to get in. I've seen you speak and seen the amazing testing you've done too. And I also wanted to get into the blood and the cellular coagulation and everything. If you can just give a little explanation of how you've seen results that you can actually see with using your technology.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we talked about the brain. I think we already talked about the cellular function, right? That would be ATP production and wound healing of human cells. Those were actually eight studies, randomized and double blind, that were done by the University of Tulsa by Dr. Robert Schief. It's all visible on our website. People can read through all the research. And then there's actually, there's also a YouTuber called Kay Elmer, who's he's been documenting what we've been doing in terms of our research. So if you want to get summaries, maybe check that out as well. And then, you know, there's other things, of course. So for example, the blood, right? And the blood is, I think, you know, very important because it's sort of you know, that's our physical life, right? So if our blood is not healthy, we have risk for stroke and heart attack, heart disease, all that kind of stuff. You can see things like parasitic load in the blood and in all kinds of things.
Viruses.
Yeah. And so there's an amazing method called dark field microscopy. Some call it lifeblood analysis or vital blood analysis. It works with a dark field microscope, and you can see the blood in a magnified and illuminated fashion, which basically means you can see everything in your blood, including your red blood cells and your white blood cells, in real time. It's not fake. Wow. It's like you see exactly what is going on in your blood. And you can, yeah, it's very cool. And it's widely used in Russia and in Europe still in many places. In the U.S., it's not that known because 20 years ago or 22 years ago, some people decided, oh, we'll just charge every practitioner a $100,000 license fee if they want to use it as a diagnostics tool. So that's how you make things go away without banning them. And that's why most people haven't even heard about this amazing method. And from my perspective, this is the best method by far and large to evaluate your blood. Now, you can see then very quickly in the blood when you introduce certain things, what happens to the blood. Maybe that is also the reason why that method has been pushed aside a little bit, because you could test a lot of things that are not healthy and see it right away. Now, you can see electromagnetic fields interacting with your blood within minutes. So what happens if, let's say, for example, Dr. Rubik did a lot of studies in the U.S. She's one of the main researchers, top three probably in the U.S. in this field. And then the Beza Institute in Europe ran a lot of randomized and double-blind studies with the quantum upgrade, actually, also. So I'm, you know, really talking about the quantum upgrade that shows what happens in the blood. So there's a baseline test usually with a Wi-Fi free environment, and you see what the blood looks like. You see the blood, depending on the test person, of course, you know, it's usually not completely unhealthy unless it's an unhealthy person, of course. But then, so you can see different things as in the baseline blood. Then if you turn Wi-Fi on, you see within minutes that the blood starts to clot, and it looks really, really bad. People can look at these pictures on our website, by the way, and it looks so bad that even if you've never seen dark field microscopy pictures, you'll be like, ooh, like that's not healthy. Like you intuitively, you will know that that is not healthy because all the blood cells are clumped, and that is what we're so afraid of, right? Because then we get, you know, heart attacks and strokes, and these are things are just getting so much more light.
Oxygen levels down,
yes.
Circulation, yes. All of those things, 100%. I know.
And white blood cells tend to get paralyzed by electromagnetic fields.
Wow.
So the white blood cells are part of the immune system. So, but what happens then when suddenly, so Wi-Fi still stays on, but then you turn on our technology, suddenly within minutes, you see all of that reverse. You literally see a reversal of stage one and stage two of blood clotting within minutes. You see white blood cells are activated again. You see parasitic load decreases in the blood. And you can actually even see that within a few minutes, even though there was a real study done with the quantum upgrade on parasitic load. I'll get into that in a second. That was a six-month study.
Wow.
But you see, at minimum, you see that the level when the quantum upgrade is turned on and Wi-Fi is still running, that at minimum it's going to be as good as the before test that was done without Wi-Fi.
Wow.
But in most cases, it was actually even better than the before test. And again, we're talking 10 minutes time frames here. So that goes very quickly. And it shows you that, you know, the quantum upgrade isn't like a healing tool. Like I would never call it a healing tool. I'll say, okay, so if you have this disease, you can heal this. No, that's not at all what we're saying. But it's really a comprehensive wellness tool because it helps all of your basic functions to work better through the biofield. And that's the most amazing thing, because we are energy and frequency to begin with, but we've completely forgotten to take care of that. We brush our teeth, we take a shower in the morning, we eat something, we exercise, we do vibration plates and red light sauna, and then we swallow supplements. It's all for the physical. It's all great, but we need to start taking care of our biofield as well.
Yeah, and I also think the mindset can be huge on working on your mindset. I do take supplements and things to help, you know, my energy, my mitochondria, all those functions, detox. But also I think, you know, helping the mind is so massive. Like you're saying, your frequency is everything. So if you are at a low frequency, you're going to attract low frequency. And so it's so important to have that high vibrational frequency. I wanted to ask, okay, I wanted to mention two things. So the Tesla, I remember you speaking about when you're charging your Tesla to be very careful. It's like when it's high, probably EMFs or damaging. And then also, have you done a study with plants? Like I've seen some where, I don't know, some on Instagram or TikTok saying, you know, they have a plant next to Wi-Fi and it starts dying. Have you done any tests like that?
Yes, we have done tests like that. We don't have like a full-blown study in regards to plants, but we do have a lot of anecdotal evidence, including from me. I'll tell you in a second what I experienced with that. And we have done testing with it. So it doesn't really matter if it's a human biofield or the biofield of a pet. By the way, the quantum upgrade works for pets as well, you know. So, you know, you can have it also for your businesses and a location. That all works, but it also works for plants. Plants have a biofield as well. And if we think that electromagnetic fields are only bad for humans, we're wrong. It is as bad for animals and it is as bad for plants. So if you can take those stressors away and at the same time strengthen the natural biofield of the plant, of course what happens is that it has less stress. So what happens? Mm. The plant can grow better and thrive and stay active longer. And that's exactly what we've been seeing with vegetables and other plants that suddenly grow faster and bigger. I mean, I grew zucchinis that were, I'm honestly like as big that I can't even get it into the picture here. But there are pictures still in our Telegram group where I posted those, like I think 2 years ago, with me with these huge zucchinis and eggplants and all of that. Ridiculous. We figured out though that was interesting that it would grow so much faster. But then we had to give more fertilizer to the soil because it would also take out the nutrients quicker because it needed it for the growth, which is interesting. Now we can possibly combat that with providing like plant food frequencies as well. That's kind of like the next step. Some people are already doing that. But yeah, so it has a positive effect on plants for sure. And yeah, I mean, I do know that several farmers are using our technology.
Wow. So I'm curious your home, what you're doing, because you have access to everything. So with your farm, are you growing vegetables? Are you putting some quantum upgrade there? Are you blocking everything? What is your tip? What does your home look like? Do you have just quantum blocks everywhere?
So I do have quantum blocks in many areas of the house. I do not have that ranch anymore. So we sold it, I think, a year and a half ago. So there we had a real greenhouse and we had fruit trees and we were able to experiment quite a bit in regards to that. And at the time we tested the infinity block, for example, and we tested specific frequencies. We tested also the quantum upgrade. So all of that works really well. Nowadays, in my home, I have blocks and I charge my foods, my water, especially if I have a dessert or something or chocolate that I'm going to eat, I charge that because it can reduce the stress response of the human body by if you do that. And so, I mean, I love desserts. That's one of my things that I haven't been able to give up, and actually didn't really want to give up because I really enjoy it. But I also know it's really not good for me. But if I can reduce my stress response by 70%, I take it all day, right? You know, where's the problem? Then I can eat maybe two tiramisus and don't just have to eat one.
I'm sure we could make a healthy tiramisu, a healthy version.
Yeah, we could work on that. And then the quantum upgrade, I literally use 24/7. I never turn it off. Ever. I just use different frequencies. And I don't know if you know this, but I became the number one in the US in tennis last year in 2024.
Wow. Yeah. That's
not in the pros though, that would be a little bit too much, but in the 50s plus, right? So in my age group. Okay. And so I certainly use the quantum upgrade for faster recovery, for better performance. So all the things that we, you know, also talk about what you can do with it, I leveraged it for myself and I still do it. If I go out to play tennis, then I leverage these specific Olympic performance or world champion frequencies. By the way, we have a lot of like world athletes. We have world champions and Olympians and X Games winners that are using the quantum upgrade because it gives them the extra edge. So it's not just some like new tool that just some people are experimenting with. No, I mean, this is really growing fast because people feel the effects, and especially athletes, you know, they already do everything usually that they can to optimize their performance and their recovery. But if they can add something that helps them on the biofield level that then also has physical effects that are positive, great, because it just adds to everything else they're doing. And I use that myself. I mean, honestly, so I'm running the brain support frequency right now because I already had quite a long morning with a lot of work and things going on. And I felt like, ooh, I'm rather starting to get a little tired. You know, it's for me, it's lunchtime right now. And I felt like, oof, you know, I have this podcast interview, which I was excited about, but I felt rather a little bit drained. So I'm like, okay, I just turn on my brain support on Booster, and there we go. I'm fully here and present, and that's just wonderful.
It sounds great. So I'm curious too, when you, before you got into, you know, Leela Quantum and you were working at T-Mobile, did you feel lethargic, low energy, and like how did you feel before and how do you feel after?
Good question. So, I mean, in the early 2000s, when I was already in corporate and I felt bad. I was completely drained. I felt unhappy in my life. I felt I had cut myself off my own emotions and feelings, and my intuition wasn't really accessible to me. That was the turning point where I actually got into meditation, into yoga. I learned various energy healing techniques and shamanic practices, past life regression work, all those things. Fast forward, you know, then in the corporate life, it was sort of a stretch for me to be playing the role in the corporate world on one hand, and then, becoming more and more aware and conscious about who I am and accessing my inner power. And at some point in 2016, I couldn't have this stretch anymore. I had to be fully me all the time. And I felt that's when I needed to get out of corporate, and I felt that was another turning point where I got a lot more energy back because I just lived from my own calling and from my heart, and I would stop doing things all the time just for other people, and really live from what's good for me and what's good for the world and what can I contribute. So, yeah, and certainly with all the quantum energy, there's, you know, I don't have, you know, I may have these moments that I describe where I feel like I'm now getting a little bit tired or something like that, but usually I always have a lot of energy.
That is the great, why I promote Biohacker Blondie or any of these things, because I've been on the other side too of low energy. I mean, you're lethargic at 2 p.m., and your brain stops functioning, you know, you're downing how much caffeine. And I normalized that. And that's not normal. And that was, you know, 10 years ago, probably 15 years ago, you know, and now I'm older and it's like, I feel my best, which is crazy, right? Because we think of age as, oh, we should be more lethargic. And then, you know, we start not feeling so great, injuries, all those things. But honestly, I feel better, you know, than I did 10, 15 years ago. And that's the best thing, is having energy and excitement for life, yes. You know? And so that's where it all comes. And it's about stacking things. It's doing all the things, right? It's not like this is the one answer for your every happiness, energy, you know, longevity is just Leela Quantum. But it's, yeah, it's like stacking all those things. And like athletes, they're doing that. They're trying to optimize their maximum, you know, body to do all the things they're doing with sports. But this was so great. I don't want to keep you. I know you have a busy schedule with the 30 biohacking longevity conferences.
Yeah, it's a lot right now, but it's exciting. And it's life-giving too, you know, that we get to share this and then also be in this community of high vibe people that do the stacking of these tools that work. And also, I mean, honestly, I would really say the same thing that you say. There isn't the one thing. I also wouldn't ever tell anyone, just use the Quantum Upgrade or Leela Quantum Tech and stop using everything else. No, I don't even do that. I mean, I have a red light sauna. I have vibration plates. I go exercise. I take certain supplements still every now and then, even though I can do it on a frequency level. There's a lot of great things and things that work for you that really give you energy. You should keep doing that. And then you'll see, though, if you add an energy level like the Quantum Upgrade, for example, it suddenly adds. So you're adding suddenly another 20-30% to your well-being. And how awesome is that? And maybe at some point you'll encounter something else, like, okay, ice baths work also for me. Great. Well, maybe that adds another 10-20%. So, you know, that's pretty much how it works. And I'm like you. I feel definitely better and stronger and fitter than 15 years ago. Even my eyes, you know, 15 years ago, I had to wear glasses and contacts when I played tennis. I don't use them. I don't even know where they are.
I'm so glad you said that, because I remember, I think when I was maybe 18 at the DMV, I had the hardest time reading the letters and numbers at the DMV. And now I have no issue. Like, I don't wear glasses. I don't do any of that. And so I think people always think with glass, like, your eyes are just naturally going to get worse. But I can tell you, they can get better. And I don't use glasses. And I think it can also weaken, because you're not really exercising your eyes then. You kind of can weaken the eyes, but off subject.
Correct. Yeah, you know, as long as we're aware of the dangers of blue light, you know, that's one of those really big factors, not just for the eyes, but for the human body as a whole.
Yeah.
And if we can figure out a way on how to manage the blue light intake in a better and more healthy way, then I think, yeah, we can really improve our eyes and our well-being in general. Yeah.
Yeah, I just got the red light bulbs. I think they're helping my sleep. So
yeah.
I'm trying, you know, adding all those little things, because it's a lot. I mean, all these little hacks, and you can only do so much during the day and change things out, but I'm slowly integrating almost every biohack. But so this was so, honestly, this was so great. I'm just like, just all these things and the mindset and the energy and the frequency. I hope everyone kind of opens their mind to energy, quantum energy and frequency, and how we can really change and heal ourselves and change our energy levels. But so where can everyone go find you? Where are you speaking next? You're going to be at the biohacking conference next week in Texas.
Yes, that's Dave's biohacking conference. I'll be speaking there, and I'll also be guiding a workshop. So I'll be doing two things, and then we have a booth there. So, you know, we always love to connect with people and talk to them in person, have them also try the technology in person. So that's one area. And then, you know, if you have any listeners in Europe, I'll be in Europe the month after, pretty much in Tallinn, Estonia, at the big Whole Life Summit. I'll be speaking there. Then there's Huge 16,000 people conference that's called the Greater Festival in Cologne. I will be speaking there with a keynote.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, that sounds like fun too. It's not just biohacking, but that's a much broader, I think, summit. And then there's the Flow Fest in Munich in the beginning of July in Munich again. And that's a biohacking fest, but also a lot of fun. So I'll be speaking there as well. So that's pretty much it. And then, you know, we'll go into July. There's in Chicago, the Biohackers World. And then it just keeps going.
There's so many, you know, and yes. I always think that like everyone's in the space, but a lot of people still do not know a lot of these things. And a lot of people are struggling with their health and making those small changes to really have an impact on their health. So we still have a lot of work to do and get the word out and really help people either prevent, you know, disease, get their energy levels and live like a long, happy life. Because I think a lot of people are still struggling with that.
Yeah,
so
that's true. It starts with a belief that you can do it. So people go out there and you can do it, change your mindset. And there's a lot of things you can do for free, really. And then you know, some of the mindset changes really have for free. Why don't you wake up and then say three times, okay, something wonderful is going to happen to me today. I believe something wonderful is going to happen to me today. And then you say that again and again. And then you go out and you allow that into your life. But usually we come from the opposite. We're like, oh, you know, I don't know how this is going to go and blah, blah. So with doubts, you know, we're not going to have a happy life. We're going to have a happy life if we also allow that. And, you know, one more thing, if people are interested in learning more about quantum energy, about frequencies and all of that, we have super awesome high vibe communities on Telegram that are private, because we don't want any bots there or people that are not interested. So you can't find it on Telegram, but through our websites, you find the Telegram icon and you can join there and just listen in, ask some questions. You have thousands of users of our technology there that can answer questions. If you have any, you can just listen in. So if you want to, I don't know, post a question, you want to get an answer that's not from me, but from someone else that's using the tech, that's the way to go. So I encourage everyone to check that out if you're interested. And you find me there as well. It's just I unfortunately don't have that much time anymore. I used to be quite active in these groups, but I'm not that active anymore, which sometimes, you know, I regret. Yeah.
Anyways, well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. This was really great. I really appreciate you taking the time out of your day to come on. So thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. I enjoyed it.
Thanks so much for tuning in to today's episode of the Biohacker Bonnie podcast. I hope this conversation with Philip opened your mind to the energetic side of health and how quantum technology can support your resilience, clarity, and performance. If you're ready to protect your body from invisible stressors and upgrade your energy field, head over to lilaq.com to learn more and check out the tools we discussed today. You'll find links in the show notes and on biohackerbondi.com under the shop tab with special discounts on all my favorite biohacking brands. And if this episode gave you value, please subscribe, leave a review, or send it to a friend. It helps the podcast grow and allows me to keep bringing you science-backed conversations with leaders in health, healing, and human potential. Until next time, stay grounded, stay open, and never stop optimizing. Thank you.